Apollo 15, Houston, you're about 1 minute to LOS, sleep tight.
Right, Zeke, good night.
This is Apollo Control. We've had loss of signal now. Again, to go back over and sort out some of the activities on that Revolution, we successfully completed the LEM jettison. That occurred at 179.30 after re-verifying that the tunnel was maintaining the proper delta pressure, pressure differential, and that we had a good tight command module hatch seal. We had planned to do the separation maneuver performed in the command module using the reaction control system thrusters at 179 hours 35 minutes. And just before the maneuver was to be performed, Dave Scott gave us a call indicating that he wasn't quite sure that the attitude we had given would be in the proper direction to avoid recontact. At that point, Flight Director Glenn Lunny told the CAPCOM to call off the burn while we sorted everything out, made sure that there was no confusion. And after reviewing the position of the lunar module, double-checking that with the crew, the relative position of the LEM with respect to the command module, and providing them an attitude which could be burned, giving them at the same time a view of the LEM, and keeping the sun out of their eyes, we performed the maneuver about 10 minutes late, or about 14 minutes late, at 179 hours, 49 minutes. The timing on this burn is not critical for separation. Thus, there was no concern about delaying it to make sure that everyone agreed that we were in the proper attitude, and that the maneuver was in such a way that the crew would be able to see the LEM, and also to keep the sun out of their line of sight. The LEM impact is scheduled now to occur at 181 hours, 29 minutes, 23 seconds, and this will be about 25 minutes after the deorbit burn, which will be performed on command from the ground at 181 hours, 4 minutes, 19 seconds. The one revolution delay in performing the jettison will affect, of course, the LEM impact time. This time that we've just given you is approximately one revolution later than the flight plan time. However, by the time we've completed the sleep period tonight and back in activities tomorrow, we would expect to see no change to the flight plan for such events as trans-earth injection and sub-satellite deploy and this sort of thing. We would expect that the delay in performing the jettison tonight would have no effect on these downstream flight plan activities. The principal concern at the present time is to get Jim Irwin and Dave Scott to bed at the end of a very long day. The flight activities officer reported that he felt they could probably begin their sleep period, in fact may already be asleep by the time we reacquire the spacecraft on its next front side pass. Virtually all of the activities requiring their assistance have been completed. The other activities aboard the command module can easily be handled by Al Worden. And Dave Scott mentioned that they were going to be getting a bite to eat, and we would hope that they would either have begun their sleep period by the time we reacquire, or will begin begin the rest period shortly after we reacquire on the 53rd Revolution. At 180 hours, 13 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.